Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. I'm Brian McCallan. The show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Today we have Janet Dickelman. Yes, you know her as the ACB Convention Chair, because the American Council of the Blind is gearing up for its 2015 conference and convention in Dallas, Texas. Some of the big events include ACB's famous general sessions, the delicious banquet, the scenic citywide tours of the landmarks, and the Friends in Art Showcase. To talk about the ACB convention and join in on the fun is Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Brian. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure having you here, too. Let's first learn about you first. How did you join ACB and become its convention chair?
I had actually never been able to attend a national convention until the convention was in Minneapolis in 2007. It just never worked out for me to take the time off work, but when the convention was in Minneapolis and I was the president of our ACB of Minnesota affiliate and on the host committee, I figured I'd better take the time off work and go to the convention. And I guess I got bitten by the convention bug. I helped out at the information desk and then went back to Louisville. And the next year, in 2009 and 2010, I was asked to coordinate the convention information desk. Then I was asked if I'd be interested in being convention chair. And I said, oh, yeah. I got off the phone and I said to my husband, wow, they asked me to be chair of the convention. What an honor. And he said, how much work is it? And I said, oh, I don't know. Boy, did I find out.
Let's talk about that upcoming convention in Dallas. There's the important morning general sessions. They're the big event of the convention. What are we going to be expecting to hear?
We have our opening general session Sunday evening, and that's always so exciting with the presentation of the ACB Life memberships and the ACB First-Timer Scholarship winners, to say nothing of the history, the pomp and circumstance of the color guard and the Star Spangled Banner and the singing of the Texas song. It's just such a great way to start, and the roll call of affiliates. But you're right, the morning general sessions are the heart of the convention, and they will be Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to noon and all day on Friday. And in no particular order, we're going to be having a great historical talk on the history of Dallas. We are going to have someone from Netflix talking about what's new with Netflix. We are also going to have a representative from Bureau of Engraving. Karen Kenninger will talk about the developments and progress at National Library Service. We have Shubham Banerjee from Rago Labs, who is the young gentleman who came up with the Braille embosser. We are going to have a presentation by MD Support about the indoor navigation system that will be at convention, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I always love the presentation of the scholarship winners on Tuesday morning. We're going to have, this is the 25th year of the ADA, and we're going to have a presentation on that. Also, I think this is going to be 21st century jobs for people who are blind, presented by National Industries for the Blind. That should be a really great segment. Joel Snyder will talk about ACB and Audio Description Project. Our talking book narrator this year is Joe Wilson from Talking Book Publishers in Denver, and that's always a very popular segment. We will have a radio reading services in the 21st century. Then, of course, we have all of our committee reports, our ACB business, and our elections.
Then we're going to have the workshops. We've had some before on accessible technology and safety, and then there's the self-defense workshop. What self-defense techniques are we going to be learning?
Well, the self-defense is called one-touch self-defense, and they are geared specifically for people who are blind and visually impaired. It's limited class size, limited to 20 per session, and they're doing sessions Monday and Tuesday evenings, one session at 5:45 and the second session at 8:30 p.m. And they will tailor them to people's abilities and gear them towards working with people who are blind and visually impaired and how to stave off an attack.
And that's what needs to happen, because we've got bullies now, we've got people committing all these assaults, and the blind and visually impaired have got to really defend themselves and keep themselves safe. Now for the Friends in Art Showcase. What are we going to be seeing in the showcase this year, and how can our listeners audition?
Well, what we're going to be seeing is talented ACB entertainment people who can either sing or dance or do any kind of artistic production that they'd like, either playing their own instruments or accompanied by a top-notch professional musician. So it's going to be quite the event. That's Tuesday evening, and the cost is $20. And as far as additions are concerned, on Sunday afternoon, if you'd like, you can go to the Friends in Art Mixer from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and learn how to sign up for the showcase and get your name in for an audition and mingle with people and have some snacks. And that is a ticketed event for $18. Monday, anytime between 2:45 and 5:30, you can visit the Friends in Art Suite to audition for a spot and rehearse your number. So you don't have to do anything in advance. Just show up at the Friends in Art Suite, and they will get you into the production, or get as many people as they can into the production. Obviously, not everyone who auditions is going to be in the showcase.
Just like on American Idol and America's
That's
Got
right.
Talent, you can go to the whole panel and audition.
That's correct.
Now for the DKM First Timers Club. This
okay.
is very special. You got to tell us about this club.
It's actually the DKM First Timers Committee. And each year, we have one person from east of the Mississippi River and one person west of the Mississippi is awarded a First Timer Scholarship to attend the convention. And Durwood K. McDaniel was the founding father of ACB, and this year happens to be his 100th birthday. Sunday evening, the recipients are honored and introduced at our general session. And then on Thursday evening from 5 to 7, we have a reception to meet the award recipients and share memories and stories about Durwood.
We also have a very special question. This is about a few of the events, audio description related. Because Joel Snyder, you all know him, as the director of ACB's audio description project, and he asks, Janet, can you tell us about any audio description related activities to be held at the conference? I hear there will be a mini conference afternoon of AD related discussions, a described movie, and a rodeo complete with live AD. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Tuesday afternoon, the ADP committee is doing three segments. First one is called ADP, the Latest and Greatest, and that's going to provide updates on audio description in the media for TV, film, technology, telecommunications, and the arts. And then the next segment is called AD Make It Work for You. And in that segment, you can learn how to navigate the ADP website and the listserv, and how to advocate for audio description in your community. Thirdly, there's going to be an ADP mixer where you can mix and mingle, and I've been told there might be a special guest in attendance at the mixer, but I don't know who it is. Friday during the day is Joel's ADP Institute, and that is focusing on skills for audio description for consumers and those who want to get into audio description.
Well, what about this rodeo? The Mesquite Rodeo.
Well, we are going to a rodeo, yes, and that is on July 11th, and that's the Mesquite Rodeo, and that's going to be something that's not been done before, certainly not by ACB, and we are going to have, the tour will include a dinner, you know, full Texas barbecue-style dinner, and a rodeo that's going to be audio described by Joel Snyder.
Yum.
And I think Rodeo and Joel are such an interesting contrast. I think everybody who's in Dallas needs to come to the rodeo and hear Joel describe it.
Joel's got the best voice for audio description.
Yeah, he's very good.
But one of our listeners, Nola McKinney, tell me if I'm wrong. Here's what she asks. She was wondering if the rodeo on Friday will be audio described.
There is not going to be a rodeo on Friday. Initially, that's what we wanted to do. We were going to have a rodeo on Friday the 3rd. The company that owns the rodeo was bought by another company, and they looked at their attendance over the 4th of July weekend, and they decided that because so many other towns and, you know, everyone's having their own 4th of July extravaganza, so they decided that attendance at the rodeo over the 4th of July weekend, it just was not worth holding the rodeo that weekend. So we have flip-flopped it, and we are having the rodeo on July 11th, Saturday the 11th.
There are also a number of scheduled tours of various Dallas landmarks. What are the tours?
Would you like me to talk to you about them?
Yeah, tell us.
All right. Friday, and as a Viking fan, this is really hard for me to say, but we're going to AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play. I actually got to go out there last fall, and it really is an amazing facility, and we'll get to go through the locker rooms and the press club, and, you know, it's just a wonderful tour. Friday evening, we are... Now, how can you be in Dallas and not go to a steakhouse? I don't think you can. So Friday evening, we are going to Hofbräu Steakhouse for a Texas-style steak dinner. Saturday, we are going to Zero Grav Thrill Park, which is going to be, for those of you who are very adventurous, there's three different rides that you can do, from bungee jumping to swinging from towers type of thing, and all that's going to be sent out and described on the registration form, so I'm not going to go into great detail on that tour. We're also doing a trip to the Fort Worth Stockyards, and the Stockyards is an area where there are entertainment venues, restaurants, many shops, and people have asked for an opportunity just to do more things kind of on their own, exploring. So if you sign up for this tour, we will give you a list of all the different venues that they have at the Stockyards, and then we will work it out to have people in groups to go around and try to get to as many of the places that they'd like to visit. And then they have a cattle drive and a couple of other Western-style type events during the day at the Stockyard. So that's going to be an interesting tour. Saturday and again on Sunday, we will have our city bus tours, which are always very popular. People love them. It's a no-stops tour. You're riding around on a bus, and it's a two-hour tour. We will have someone from the History Center in Dallas describing the history and the area as we're going through it.
Now, what about the kids? What about those ACB members with kids?
All right.
They're going to be bored at the convention because their parents are going to be at meetings and other things. What are the fun activities for the kids?
We have two great coordinators this year for our Kids Explorers Club, Jennifer and Bart, and I know they're going to do an excellent job. They're both teachers. They're both really excited about it. By popular demand, I had a lot of parents who said, you know, it's great that Kids Club opens at 8:15, but what about if we want to go to those breakfasts that ACB has? Would Kids Club be able to open a little earlier? So this year, it's opening at 7 a.m., and we will be open Sunday evening during general sessions and also Friday evening during the banquet. But our field trips, and of course, every day Kids Club includes breakfast, lunch, and we'll do swimming each day and crafts, and each day we have a field trip. Monday, we're going to the Dallas Zoo. Tuesday, we are going to the Galleria Indoor Ice Skating, so that's going to be very cool, pardon the pun. Wednesday, we are going to a place called Studio Movie Grill. Thursday, we're going to the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. And Friday, we're going to Main Event, which has some bowling and arcade games. So there's going to be lots for the children to do.
That's a lot of fun.
Yes, I know. I want to be a kid.
I wish I was still a kid.
I know.
Now we've got the big exhibit hall. Lots of vendors. Which ones are going to come to the convention?
I'd rather not mention a list of exhibitors because I don't want to leave anybody out, and exhibitors are still confirming, but I will just say that we'll have approximately 75 exhibit booths there. We will have featuring everything, you know, the latest and greatest in technology, from screen readers to magnifiers to everything in between. You can visit with guide dog schools at the exhibit hall. You can shop for products for home, school, work, and leisure. We'll have lots of crafts and jewelry, just a myriad of things at the exhibit hall.
But do you know, if you can mention this, who are some of the convention sponsors?
Oh, we are so fortunate this year. We have some wonderful corporate sponsors, and I'm going to mention the major corporate sponsors who will all have presentations at some point during our general session, so you'll get to hear from each one of these sponsors. We have Vanda Pharmaceuticals. We have Google as a convention sponsor. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is a sponsor, Verizon, Comcast, HumanWare, and Sprint. And these are all at the high levels where they will have a presentation, as I said, at the general session. We have several other corporate sponsors, and they'll all be recognized in the program and mentioned during general sessions. But I want to mention that we also have several of our very own ACB affiliates who are convention sponsors. And I think that's wonderful. We have ACB Lions, ACB Families, Library Users of America, and Randolph Shepherd Vendors.
Now, Lions, doesn't that refer to like the Lions clubs?
Yes. ACB has its own affiliate for ACB Lions.
Now we got to talk about the banquet, because the banquet's the big, 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 big event at the ACB convention. Who are going to be the guest speakers?
Well, because ACB President Kim Charlson and the Convention Program Committee are still in discussion with potential banquet speakers, I can't give out any information on it, but I can tell you that we plan to have a fabulous speaker at the banquet. Mark my words, everybody's going to be, if this works out, everybody's going to be very excited. And at the banquet, we will also have our presentation of our ACB awards, which are the Durwood K. McDaniel Award, the George Card Award, the Robert Bray, and the James Olson Awards. And we'll also have the raffle drawing for the Braille Forum, which is always very exciting. So we're going to have a lot going on at the banquet, and as soon as I can, I will disseminate information far and wide about our speaker. And you wanted to know about our food, too.
Oh, yes, that's just what I was going to ask, because a lot of blind people love their food.
Well, we've got some, I hope people will think, good selections. We have a grilled pork steak. We have, of course, it's Dallas, so we have to have some barbecued chicken, which is grilled barbecued chicken breast. And for those of us who are not carnivores, we are having eggplant parmesan. So we've got some really good, really good banquet food. And the dessert, Brian had sent me some information. He said, I want to know about the dessert. And I didn't get a chance to look back through all my information, and I couldn't recall off the top of my head what we were doing for a dessert. So I'm sorry, I can't announce that to you right now.
Wait, you're speaking of Brian Charlson, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's the host of Yin and Yang Show here on ACB Radio. When and where is the Dallas convention going to be?
The convention is at the Sheraton, Dallas, and the dates for the convention are July 3rd is our first tour, running through July 11th, and you can make reservations for the hotel. You can make them online by going to our website, which is www.acb.org. And you can go to the 2015 convention link, and there is a link there to go to the Sheraton's website for reservations. Or you can call the 800 reservation number, which is 1-888-627-8191. Or if you prefer to call the Sheraton in Dallas directly, their phone number is 214-922-8000.
That's a good site, because I remember this week going earlier to the Sheraton Hotel website, just clicking on those reservation tabs, and then simply just typing in the information, check in and check out, and I got the reservation. Very easy to use.
Good.
Now, I hear that there's going to be some audio guide indoor wayfinding technology available to the convention attendees to find themselves in the hotel, so that they don't get lost. I remember last year at the Riviera, the place was so spread out, it was hard to find your way around. How's this technology going to work for this hotel?
This is very exciting. MD Support and MD Foundation are providing for ACB indoor navigation technology. And what it does is it sends audible instructions and location descriptions to, you have to have an Apple iOS device, either an iPhone or iPad 4 or later, to utilize this technology this year. They may expand it in the future, depending on how things work, but for now, you have to have the iPhone or iPad 4 or later. And the information is electronically transmitted by beacons, and these beacons will be placed around the hotel at meeting rooms, restrooms, elevator banks, and other venues throughout the hotel. So it's going to be very cool. To download the application, I just found out you will need to have your Apple Store ID and your password. The link will be provided for downloading prior to the convention. And it'll be at the information desk and in the convention newspaper.
There's going to be some guide dog relief areas, I hear, because I remember last year there were tons of accidents at the Riviera during the Vegas convention. Where are those guide dog relief areas going to be?
Well, there are going to be three that I know of for sure, and they're going to be outside meeting rooms and outside the hotel. The dog relief areas will be maintained by Scoop Masters, Tim and Maria Stone, who've done our guide dog relief areas in the past. And as a guide dog user myself, let me just say that I know the convention is very stressful for guide dogs. One of the things Guide Dog Users International is doing is they're having a session on Sunday at 11 o'clock about the convention stress and how to deal with your dog and all the stress at the convention. And I would say, yes, I know that there are accidents, but you have to really make sure your dog is not on his or her normal schedule during this convention. He's stressed, he's confused. So one piece of advice that I would have that is common sense, but I know you get busy, you're in a meeting, you're involved, but don't wait until the last minute to get your dog outside and try to locate the relief area. I always try to take Isabel out more often than I would at home and just make sure that she gets out often to make sure to avoid accidents. And of course, if your dog does have an accident, and you know, accidents do happen, stay with the accident, alert somebody, and if you can, just try to avoid, because no one wants to walk into a dog accident. Scoop Masters again this year, I just want to put in a little note here. You can pre-order your dog food, which is really handy because then you don't have to schlep a big bag of dog food to the convention. And they have a website set up through Scoop Masters, and it's http://premiumpetfood.com/ACB. Or if you don't want to order your dog food via the website, you can call Tim Stone at 661-251-2727 or 800-787-7667 and pre-order your dog food. And that's a great service.
There are some unique benefits for members who attend the ACB convention. One of those is that they get to vote. How does that work?
That is correct, yes. Now, when you get your registration badge, one thing to remember is if you are a voting member of ACB, which means that your affiliate has sent in your information, that you've paid your dues, you will have a tactile dot on your badge. If you do not have a dot on your badge, then check with registration, and if there's an issue and you should have a dot and it was just overlooked, they will make sure that your badge is annotated that you are a voting member, and then yes, you do get to vote at our ACB convention.
That's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add, Janet?
Couple of reminders. We have on Sunday, we have the Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk. Monday evening, I just want to talk about some fun things. We have ACB Family Bingo, and Randolph Shepherd Vendors is having a comic and karaoke night, and Citizens Low Vision International, their game night. Wednesday is our auction. Thursday, we have an audio-described performance of the movie Birdcage and the student comic night. Dallas is served by two airports. You can fly into either DFW or Love Field. And in order to make sure that there is ample volunteers and airport personnel to assist you, we are asking for this year that if you would provide Marjorie Beeman with your flight information, your airline, your arrival and departure dates, your flight number, and your cell phone number, and you can contact Marjorie via email at oleo50@hotmail.com, or you can call Marjorie at 512-921-1625, Go Yellow Checker Shuttle is providing shuttle service from both airports for $30 round trip from either airport. Their website is www.goyellowcheckershuttle.com/ACB, or you can call them at 866-903-1900. And our final tour that, I mean, we have a myriad of tours, and I didn't get to go through all of them with you, but our final tour on the final Saturday, the 11th, in addition to the rodeo, that during the day is a trip to South Fork Ranch, where the show Dallas was filmed.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let people know, you can feel free to contact me with any questions at any time about the convention. You can contact me via email at janet.dickelman, which is D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N, @gmail.com, or call my cell phone at 651-428-5059. And I will tell you, I have a new cell phone that I'm just trying to get used to. I can't always access my voicemail, but if I see I have a missed call, I'll call the person back and see what I can do to help them.
Janet, we got to finish up the show because we got to go make our plans now. We got to book our hotel rooms for this exciting convention. But thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Before we go, I always welcome comments and suggestions on this show. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.